April 15th has long been a portentous day for Americans, the annual deadline for completing and submitting our state and federal income tax returns. This year, the date is also serving as an occasion for indivisible Sonoma County to make a political statement, with what founder and co-leader Karen Doerr says is their first public event, a Release Your Returns protest gathering.
The event is our group's call to President Trump to release his tax returns for the last 12 years. We feel that transparency and accountability is a preeminent duty of a public servant, and particularly our president, and that his tax returns could show us all sorts of things about business dealings, foreign conflicts, the confluence of where a person's long-term financial dealings could really affect the national security of our country.
The protest will be outside the downtown Santa Rosa post office beginning at 3 p.m. Saturday. Doerr says it is a local variant on similarly themed actions elsewhere across the country.
There is a large tax march going on in Washington, D.C., and we'll be watching that during the day, and then also San Francisco. But this is our unique event. We're not technically a march. We're really a protest, and we're particularly proud because our local elected officials are coming to speak about their own individual feelings about releasing his returns and also how this is affecting our state, our county, and our city in particular.
Three members of Santa Rosa City Council are expected to speak, including current Vice Mayor Jack Tibbetts.
The big message that I really want to convey is that the city of Santa Rosa really is upholding its duty and its responsibility to all of its citizens, including those who are undocumented who live within the city, and that we are an indivisible city and that we're not going to kowtow to somebody out of fear of losing federal funding. We're going to take care of everyone in the city.
Tibbetts will also share his personal perspective on fiscal transparency for elected officials.
I definitely think that the tax returns are a really valid concern that people have. I think that every president needs to put forward their tax returns so that we have a baseline to understand if they have a conflict of interest. I mean, on the city council, since I've taken office, I've learned that I have to avoid conflicts of interest, and we always put forward our information so that those assessments can be made.
In Washington, bills to require presidential tax transparency have been introduced in both houses of Congress, although neither is expected to get a serious hearing from the Republican majority. But in Sacramento, State Senator Mike McGuire is pushing SB 149, which would give California serious leverage on the issue in future elections.
Any individual who wants to run for president and be on the primary ballot here in California would have to release their five previous years of tax returns to the Secretary of State. The Secretary of State would redact any private information and then post those tax returns onto their website for the public, the voters, and for the media to see and review.
The bill is scheduled for its first public committee hearing next Tuesday, but even if it passes, McGuire's measure would not affect Donald Trump unless he chooses to seek re-election in 2020.
California did not pick this fight. President Trump broke with 40 years of tradition and didn't release his tax returns. If he's not going to do it, California will.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.